everyone. This is Robin Rose Bennett, and welcome back, or for the first time, to Wise Woman Healing Ways. And we are here on BlakeRadio.com, the Rainbow Soul channel. And once again, I am really delighted to have this opportunity to speak to you about herbal medicine and earth spirit healing. So on Wise Woman Healing Ways, what we focus on primarily is working with herbs for healing in a way that really keeps us connected and in touch with nature, so that we're not looking so much at herbs as pills or various types of products, but rather really connecting with them as plants, as medicines that are green gifts from the earth. I like to think of them as green treasures. And the earth spirit healing part of the show has to do with looking at how we are all completely one interwoven web with the earth, that what is good for us is good for the earth, and what is good for the earth is good for us. And you truly cannot separate your own personal healing with the healing of your family, your community, and with our whole world. So I'll talk about that in a variety of ways over our show today. And the Wise Woman Healing Ways also involves the understanding that you cannot really look at healing just your body, that any type of healing that you do is going to connect body, mind, heart, and soul. Body, mind, heart, and soul. And we can talk about them separately with the intention of focusing on one element at a time, but ultimately you can really not work on any one part of yourself or nourish any one part of yourself without ultimately nourishing every part of yourself. And what I'd like to do is, today on Wise Woman Healing Ways, I would like to talk about herbal medicine to have a healthy mouth. Herbal medicine for mouth health that will involve, you know, gums and gum health and gum illness, bones and teeth, overall health of our mouths. And this is actually a very familiar topic for me, because actually looking for alternatives to conventional dentistry was in fact what brought me into healing in the Wise Woman tradition in the first place. Well, actually, I started with healing and then herbal healing, and then gradually came home to the Wise Woman way, which is a way that calls for healing through, primarily through nourishment, nourishing ourselves on every level of our beings. So we use the herbs physically to nourish the bones, to nourish the gums, to nourish the strength of our teeth, and so on. But we're also nourishing, for example, perhaps our immune systems. If the mouth is prone to infections, as was the case with me, for many, many years. This is since I'm a little girl. And for anyone just tuning in, my name is Robin Rose Bennett. This show is Wise Woman Healing Ways, and I welcome you to this show about herbal medicine and earth spirit healing, which is healing in a natural way that keeps us connected to our whole selves. And we don't just isolate our symptoms, but we look at healing the whole person that we are, body, mind, heart, and soul, and we look to do our work with herbs in a way that really remembers that herbs are in and of themselves living beings with their own special medicine that we are receiving as gifts. It is not just ours to take. Okay, and a little background for those of you who may never have heard the show before is about me, is that I've been working with herbs now for over 20 years. and I've been working with spiritual healing for even longer than that. And if your healing leads you to the path that you use, there's no one path that's right for everyone, but if your path leads you to increased openness of mind and heart, if your path leads you to feeling more connected with more people, with more diversity on the earth than less, then you're on the right track for yourself. If what you're doing makes you feel ever more limited, if your focus is on only what you stop doing or what you take out or what you stop thinking, I'd like to share with you that from my experience, that is ultimately not the most healing path you can be on. So I'll talk more about that too, but what I'd like to do now is just start right into some specific things that nourish our mouths, herbs that nourish our mouth health. I like to work with the teas, with herbs as teas, because we are mostly water and our bodies do respond very well to water-based herbal medicines. So, for example, one easily available medicine that you can use for your mouth is rosehip tea. Rosehip tea is very high in vitamin C and vitamin E, and it's also very delicious. If you use it in a tea bag, understand that what you get is a very nice beverage, but not really an herbal medicine. I'm actually right this minute. This show, by the way, comes to you from the tri-state area. Usually I am recording it from either New York or New Jersey. Just to give you a sense, wherever in the world you're listening, that's where I am. I'm in the Northeast in New Jersey today. It's peak autumn foliage. Rain is pouring down, and it's just beautiful, at least inside. And I'm looking now at some whole rose hips. Rose hips are the fruit that comes from our roses, from all different kinds of roses. It grows right behind the beautiful flower that all of us know and is a red, rather tart-tasting berry. And whenever possible, use your herbs in as whole a form as possible. So, for example, I remember when I first started using herbs, and I was working in an herb store in New York City, and I looked at the rose hips as I was refilling jars. That was my job then. And rose hips were on the shelf as whole rose hips powder, rose hip shells, and rose hips with the seeds taken out of them. And I looked at this, and I was like, oh my goodness, what do I use? I mean, what I know I want rose hips, but which one? So a very basic, general, but really good guideline for you is always use your herbs as close to how they grow in nature as possible. Okay, so they grow on the rose bushes whole. They don't grow chopped. They don't grow with their seeds taken out. And in fact, if you take out the seeds, you are taking out all of the vitamin E that's in the rose hips, which is one of the things that makes it so healing for our mouths. And, of course, the vitamin C. Vitamin C is really important for your mouth, especially in the form of food. Okay, especially in the form of food. So how I make my rose hips is I make it as a really strong medicinal infusion. And that is by taking about an ounce of rose hips, or 2 ounces. Let's say I'll give you a recipe for a quart of tea. 2 ounces of rose hips, and you put that in a jar or any kind of glass or enamel container that you can close airtight. You pour boiling water over those hips, those fruits, those dried rose hips, and then you fill that jar right up to the rim, right up to the very top. You can sit the jar in your sink if you want, so you can even let the water spill over a little bit, and then cap it so they're airtight. And what I do with that is I let those rose hips steep overnight. The longer they steep, the better they taste, the more vitamin C you extract. And, you know, I'm sure some of you are saying to yourselves, but doesn't heat destroy vitamin C? Well, yes, but that is why you are keeping that jar closed and airtight. So when the vitamin C leaves those rose hips, it is going right into that boiled water that you are then going to later drink. Okay, so it's just delicious and will make your mouth feel really healthy and good. The astringency of it tightens the gums. I know a lot of people are concerned with that these days, and in fact, a lack of, well, the study of herbs really takes you to the study of everything. We won't go on everything today, but if you investigate, what you find out is that our soil is now far more depleted of minerals than it used to be even 50 years ago. And so we need to really replenish our vitamins and minerals, and that this is part of why bone loss is becoming more and more common in younger and younger people, why we have cavities, why we have all sorts of problems in the mouth, gum recession, things that you just didn't used to see until people were far more elderly, when we ate more real food, okay? This is not a show about diet per se, but as it is a show about nourishment, I will mention to you that the best one-line guidance anybody could get about food, about what is a good diet, is to eat real food. Okay, eat real food, not packaged, processed food, but real food, whatever your chosen type of real food is. So I'm not going to go further with that because I'll stay back or get back on that subject of mouth health. So rosehip infusion, a couple of cups a day. This is very helpful for a mouth, for anybody's mouth. And for those of you who might be inclined to go out and gather your own rosehips, I have two tips for you. One, roses in the wild have lots of thorns, so be very careful. Secondly, you don't want to gather rosehips until you've had a frost. Okay, the frost seals in the vitamins inside the rosehips, so wait till you've had a frost. And depending upon where you live, you may have had a frost already. We have had several frosts here in the Northeast. Okay, so that's rosehip tea. And another one that I really love for a general astringent that nourishes all the mucous membranes inside the mouth, the gums in particular, is plantain. Plantain, P-L-A-N-T-A-I-N. This is not the banana plant plantain, okay? This is a different plantain. It's a little green, lovely, lovely little roadside wild plant. Some people call that a weed, and it is, in fact, a weed. But since weeds have a mixed reputation, I'm also saying to you, what is a weed? A weed is a free plant, okay? A weed is a free plant. So use the freely available plantain, which you can also buy in an herb store. You can buy dried plantain. You can even help yourself by using plantain tincture, which is the herb, the little green leaf herb, infused into alcohol. But if you want to make a dried tea of the plantain leaves, that will probably be the most helpful way that you can use it. And there you want to put 1 to 2 cupfuls of the dry leaves into a quart jar, and that can be steeped for 4 to 8 hours. It's also very tasty, and you know, now that I'm thinking about it, mixing them together would make a really fine mouth tonic. A really fine mouth tonic would be to mix together plantain and rosehips. Okay, so that's a couple of ideas for you, and those are, in fact, a couple of my personal absolutely favorite herbs on the planet. I'll say again, for anyone who may just be tuning in, my name is Robin Rose Bennett, and I am very happy to have you listening to my show, which is Wise Woman Healing Ways. And we're here via BlakeRadio.com on the Rainbow Soul channel, talking about herbal medicine, talking about earth spirit healing, healing ourselves in conjunction with healing our earth, and remembering that, in fact, our well-being and the well-being of the earth are completely intertwined, and that the plants themselves are gifts to us, not just things that are there for us to take and use, but treasures, really, to be so appreciated. And in the wise woman way, what we are looking at as well is the perfection that is inherent in every problem. Let me say that again, because this is not such an easy thing for us, especially when it's our problem, right? But we're looking at the perfection inherent in every problem, because what I've seen in over 20 years of working with individuals and our health, including my own, is that the body is not only incredibly wise, but our bodies are the most truthful part of us. Okay, our bodies are the most truthful part. Now, what I mean by that is, let's say you are running around, stressed out, not getting enough sleep. Maybe you have two jobs. Maybe you do volunteer work too. Maybe your kids are sick and you're trying to juggle the sick kid with the one who has to get to school and the one who has to stay home and get childcare and so on and so forth and so on and so forth. Whatever your version of that is, I know so many of us today live lives that are ask us to be in many more places than one place at a time, right? And that wears on us. That gets to us. So whatever your version of that kind of stressful day that I just said is, because I got so into thinking about that stressful day, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yes, here it is. So, and maybe what you're saying to yourself or your friend or your mother who calls is, I'm fine. I'm just fine. Really, I'm fine. I've got it all under control. And then your body says something else. Your body says, why, no, you're not. Why, no, you're not. I'm going to give you this great big cold, or I'm going to give you this flu, or I'm going to give you this mouth infection. Okay, and stop you in your tracks. And you say, oh, no, you know, I have all these things to do. They're more important. And your body, with what goes quote-unquote wrong, says, you know what? You don't have more important things to do. This is your most important thing to do, is to tend to your well-being, is to find a way to deal with those 101 demands on your time without ignoring your truth, which is, this is too much, okay, again, or whatever your version of this is. So that's what bodies do. That's how they tell us the truth. And I'm going to tell you something else. It's not that you have done something wrong when this happens. That is absolutely not it at all. In the wise woman way, what we do is we apply our most compassionate intuition to look at the situation. And compassionate intuition will call you to see where it is that you need to be loving yourself more completely or more specifically, where you need to be loving yourself in some way that you have neglected, or where you simply need to carve out some time for yourself no matter what. So, you know, whatever, again, you translate this for yourself into your way of looking at it or your language that you use, you know, if you want to call it acceptance instead of love, if you want to call it self-respect, that's fine. You know, but the idea is the same, is that you cannot really continuously neglect yourself without having it come back to you. I myself have considered my mouth to be my weak spot, because when I am overdoing it or undernourishing myself or running around or not getting enough sleep or what have you, that's the place where my stress will show up. But I've recently decided that I'm no longer going to think of it as my weak spot. I'm going to think of it as my strong spot, okay? Because it is my place of strength, because it calls me to my truth. I suggest to you to consider this with that which you call your bad back or your weak this or your bad stomach or your weak knee or whatever it is, that perhaps it is not at all. Perhaps it is your strength, because it connects you with your truth. It connects you with where you need self-care. It's just something to consider. And actually, I have written a piece about this because I just went through this myself last week. So these thoughts are very fresh in my mind, and I believe I'm going to put this piece that I wrote up on my website. I like to put at least one new piece of writing up every month, And let me give you that address in case you would like to be able to check that out. It's www.robinrosebennett.com, RobinRoseBennett. Okay, and that would be under articles when it gets up there. In the meantime, there's some other nice things up there you might enjoy reading, as well as my schedule of classes and information about other things that I offer. So now, going back to health and our mouths, it doesn't mean that just because you understand that there is a gift and a perfection in the problem, it doesn't mean that you don't use the herbs to heal yourself, okay? So let me go back now and give you some more specific herbs that you can use for your mouth. Regular garden sage, salvia officinalis, the kind of sage that you use to stuff your turkey if you stuff a turkey at Thanksgiving. Regular garden sage is a wonderful, wonderful herb for the mouth. Please do not use the white sage that is familiar to some of you as an herb that you use for burning. It's too strong, in my opinion. It's too strong. So use the regular green garden sage, and you can do a couple of different things with this herb. One thing that I do is I use it as a tea or a tincture for a mouth rinse. And so in the morning and the night, you can rinse your mouth with sage, and it will be a natural antibiotic that tightens your gums. Okay, natural antibiotic, it's very antiseptic, and it tightens the gums. So if you're using it as a mouth rinse, you can just rinse your mouth with it for 20 to 30 seconds. If you're using a tincture, which again is the herb that's been concentrated into alcohol, you can make your own or you can buy it. What you want to do, the thing you want to be careful about with tinctures is you always want to dilute them in water. Always want to dilute them in water, whether it's hot water or cold water. For those of you who use a water pick, you can actually also put either tea or tincture of sage into the water pick and use that to rinse your gums. I tell you, you know, going back just for a moment to this idea of what is the gift in the problem, or to see that the problem itself is the healing, is the cure. If it were not for problems with my mouth, I said this before, but I'll repeat it. If it were not for problems with my mouth, I actually would not have gotten into herbal medicine in the first place because conventional doctors and dentists had no answers for me. They told me I wouldn't have any teeth through some problem that they did not know the cause of. They said I wouldn't have any teeth in my mouth by the time I was 20 years old. By the time I was 10 years old, I had been through so many dental procedures. It was just awful. I had fled from many a dentist by that point, once even running down the street away from the office, and they said, you have to have your teeth pulled. So I had some kind of wise knowing there that there were better answers than the ones they were giving me, which is we don't know what to do, but we'll just keep watching it get worse, and we'll just keep pulling teeth out of your mouth. So I didn't like that answer at all. And so I've been able to bring an enormous amount of health to my mouth. Now understand, it is still a challenge point. There's no question about it. It's still a challenge point. Okay, but I kept my teeth and for far, far longer, and most of them still. And so I'm so grateful to these herbs, and I'm really happy to have a chance to share with you some of the ways in which you can use them to help nourish your mouth, so that you too can speak your truth and put your wisdom out into your corner of the world in whatever wonderful way that you do that. Sage fresh leaves can also be rubbed on your teeth, both on the teeth themselves and up at the gum line, to do two things. The fresh leaves can help whiten your teeth, and rubbing them at your gum lines gently now, like think massage. Don't think force. Think massage and bringing circulation, stimulating circulation up in the gums. This is another way to use those leaves to help your mouth health. And there was a point I was starting to make that I never completed, so let me do that, which is this. If you are listening to this early in a periodontal problem, a problem of gum recession or bone loss, the herbs can be downright miraculous for you. Okay, I have seen this time and time again. If the problem is really far along, as it is with me when I got started, then, or as it may be with some of you who are listening, if you have already been to a lot of dental work or something like that, then, you know, you can still nourish yourself back to a really healthy place in your mouth. You may not be able to totally regrow all of bone that has been lost or all of gum tissue that has receded. But you know what? Everybody's constitution is different, and in fact, you might be able to. Okay, but I just want to give you like some sort of realistic sense of that things depend upon how far they've gone before you start tending to them, what level of results you can expect. Okay, but you'd be amazed, or maybe you won't be, maybe you already know this, you could be just amazed at the body's ability to regenerate, at the body's ability to heal. It is truly quite awesome in its beauty. And when we nourish the connective tissue, let's say an example for nourishing the connective tissue would be to drink an herb like horsetail. Now, horsetail is one that you absolutely don't want to infuse for great lengths of time, as I had described with plantain or as I had described with rose hips. But the horsetail is made as a simple tea, and this has been used for millennia to nourish the bone and nourish the connective tissue. So where there's bone loss, oftentimes simple horsetail tea is used as a tonic, as a nourishing tonic to help the health of the bones, okay? Another good one is oats. Oats, the same oats that you eat in your oatmeal, is a great bone-nourishing tea, okay? And oats I make much, much stronger. That one, we go back to that long infusion method where you steep a cup or two of oats per quart. You cover those oats with boiling water and let it stand steeping, covered airtight for 4 to 8 hours. I hope I'm being really clear. 4 to 8, not 48, but 4 to 8 hours of time. That's oat straw. Now, what else? What else from mouth health? When I recently just went through a gum infection because I was working too many hours a day, not leaving myself any time just for me. And my body spoke and she said, you can keep going how you're going and you'll get sicker and sicker, or you can basically stop and you will get well. And so I chose to listen, though it wasn't easy for me to cancel all my appointments and all of that stuff, you know, stop the world, I want to get off. But I did, and I caught up with myself a bit. And I took a lot of good care, and what, under the very best of circumstances, this level of infection that I had gotten would normally take 2 weeks to heal. Either conventional medicine or herbally, by the way, but it healed in a week. So I'm, again, so grateful to these plants and for the opportunity also to come onto Blake Radio and share these things with you on Wise Woman Healing Ways. So, rinsing your mouth with sage, rinsing your mouth with rosemary. These are other good natural, antiseptic, somewhat antibacterial herbs that are tightening to the gums. They're astringent, so they help your gums. Rosemary. And yes, of course, if you eat these herbs in your food, if you eat fresh sage, you eat rosemary, these simple things are going to help your mouth health too. Another thing that I did when I was sick last week was to use an herb called chickweed, C-H-I-C-K, chickweed, Latin name, because maybe you're listening to this show in some other place and you have a completely different nickname for it. The Latin name of this plant is Stellaria media. Stellaria Media, Stellaria, Stellaria Media, Media, the little white star flower plant, chickweed. Chickweed is soothing and cooling and antibacterial. And because I had an infection and a lot of inflammation in my mouth and in the gums and in the cheek, I like to use this cooling, soothing, moistening plant. And I use it in the form of a fresh plant tincture. I put a dropper or more into my tea, into my rosehip's tea, okay, and drink it a couple of times a day. And that helps bring down and reduce the fever. And I didn't literally have a fever, but if you want to think of a infection in your gums, it's like a fire situation, like a fever in the mouth. And so this cooled it and soothed it and brought it down. Okay, if you don't have access to chickweed, another herb you could use that would work similarly, as well as being anti-infective and nourishing the connective tissue, would be violet leaf, sweet blue violets, Viola odorata, the sweet smelling blue violet, is a wonderful mouth healing herb as well. Sweet blue violet. Okay, sometimes your mouth is calling for you to be quiet for a little while. When you get an infection, I think that was the case for me. Sometimes, though, your mouth might be calling for you to speak up and say your truth, and something is getting sort of held in there and making a problem. Okay, so when you look for the messages, though, the message of illness, I'm going to encourage you to ask this in the wise woman way, which is to ask not how, not why is this happening, why is this happening, which tends to lead sort of to self-blame or maybe whining and annoying your friends and family. No, I'm just kidding there. But, you know, why is this happening? Why me? Why me? It doesn't lead anywhere that productive because even, you know, seriously looking at this question, why? Why? Well, who knows why? You know, I mean, there's always so many reasons, so many answers why. And even if you get an answer, believe me, there are layers and layers of other answers under that. That you're not seeing. And ultimately, the reason why I really don't recommend that why question is because it doesn't really lead you to a healing place. Whereas, if you will ask yourself, how is this of benefit to me? How is this situation, this problem, this challenge, how is it my ally in my healing? You will find it leads you to really good, loving places. So, again, if you are needing to rest, if you are needing to speak up, if you are needing to be quiet, and any one of an infinite variety of other possibilities, for after all, it is your mouth connected to you. So in this way of working, we never work just on the mouth or a mouth. We work on your mouth or my mouth. Okay, because it's going to be different depending upon who it is. And that's why I'm giving you lots of choices, because different things work for different people. One of my really long-time oldest herb friends for mouth healing is yarrow, Y-A-R-R-O-W, yarrow. I think of yarrow. It's funny, actually, that it's taken me this long to mention it, because usually for years and years, yarrow would be the very first herb that I think of when somebody is in trouble with their mouth and needing help. Yarrow has done a lot for me as a pain-relieving, infection-clearing, gum-tightening, bone marrow-building herb for the mouth. Okay. An apprentice of mine had a really terrible bicycle accident. Among many other things which happened was her front teeth were knocked out. Young woman in her 20s, beautiful young woman, her whole front teeth were knocked out. And she had enormous damage in her mouth. And one of the herbs that I had her do when she came to me for some guidance was yarrow infusions. Now, I have to tell you, yarrow is a pretty strong-tasting herb, okay? Yarrow is what we call a bitter aromatic, and it is a superb natural antibiotic as I said, and it bears repeating. But this bitter aromatic, which is also used for colds and flus and fevers and all sorts of other things in the skin, this is not necessarily the best tasting herb in the world. However, here's an interesting little thing of how our body's wisdom works. When you need something, it is really remarkable how it will often taste really good to you, even if it's not a good tasting herbal medicine. When you need something, it often will taste really good to you. And you have so much more wisdom about your own healing than you may give yourself credit for. I've been doing this a long time now, and I have really learned that nobody knows better than you what is best for your healing. Okay, I don't mean you don't get some guidance from somebody, from an herbalist, from a this, from a that, you know, whatever your chosen practitioner is. Yes, get some help. However, ultimately, only you are in your body feeling what the herb is doing for you. Okay, so let me go back to this story of this apprentice of mine. She found that even though I had told her, warned her that the yarrow was going to taste maybe not great, maybe terrible. It depends on her, you know, and I don't know. It depends what you eat normally. You know, if you normally eat McDonald's or you normally eat fresh whole foods, things will have a different impact upon you. But she called me and she said, but what do you mean it's so good? It's so good. I really like this yarrow. I said, okay, we're totally on the right track because that's obviously your body's telling you what you need for healing. And then after a couple of months of drinking a couple of cups of yarrow infusion every single day, she said, wow, this stuff tastes, oof, bad. I think the word she used was rank. She says, ooh, this is rank. I said, okay, you need a break from it. You need a break from it. And she took a break from it, and then she found herself desiring it. Really shocked her. She found herself desiring this herb that upon last drinking had tasted rank. So she made herself a cup. Maybe this was about a month later. And guess what? She really liked it. So I say this story to tell you to trust your senses, your physical senses of sight, of smell, of taste, of touch, as well as your intuitive senses. I have a feeling this will be good for me. Trust these things because they will guide you to the right medicine. Okay, they will guide you. I've really learned this a lot from kids. I've learned this a lot from animals, watching how they will, given a choice, they will go to the herb that is most appropriate for them, and when they've had enough, they will just stop. They will stop. They will take a break. And so, you know, I can't go over absolutely everything in a one-way conversation where I'm talking to you on the radio. I can't get feedback from you and ask you questions, and you're not asking me questions. So this is my way of trying to answer ahead of time your question of how much do I drink? You drink as much as you want if it's for general mouth health. And then when you feel like you want a break, you take a break. That is your body wisdom talking. The other thing is I do consultations. If you're in the New York and New Jersey area, I see people for sessions. I also do consultations that I set up on the phone via the website. And again, if you'd like to check into that and you know find out the details about that and about other classes that I offer, like for example, I offer classes in the art of herbal medicine making. That's a really wonderful one. To learn how to make things like rosemary tinctures or sage tinctures or, to go over making the teas and that kind of thing. So all of those things are available at my website, which is robinrosebennett.com, www.robinrosebennett.com. And, of course, you're totally welcome to email me. I love to get your letters after the show to hear about what helped you. Or even if you have suggestions or requests of things you hope that I'll talk about another time, I often will heed those. In fact, someone asked me to do a show on healing the gums, which was one of the first reasons why I started thinking about doing this show. okay. And then my body cooperated by getting a gum infection, which was literally the first time in a few years I had had one. And this used to be something that happened more or less constantly to me for years, okay, really, for years. And so, my body spoke, like I said, and I listened, and I'm just feeling so much better. And these are some of the herbs that help me. Okay, these are a lot of the herbs that help me. And I don't mix everything all together. I try to do less is more. Less is often more with this stuff because each herb has its own gifts to share. Now, if you... Oh, here's one I didn't mention that I used a lot, witch hazel. Don't use, please listen up, don't use the witch hazel that you buy distilled in the drugstore. Okay, that is absolutely not for internal use. I'm talking about either witch hazel tea or witch hazel tincture that you buy in the herb store. Okay, or unless you know your plants, and then of course you can go out to the witch hazel trees, which in the Northeast are just starting to flower. It's really quite an unusual tree. It flowers in the autumn. But witch hazel is a well-known astringent herb that also tightens our gums and is somewhat anti-infective. And I use it both in a water pick on the lowest possible setting. And for me, I only do anything technological like that. I keep to an absolute minimum. So I do that when I have an infection, which, as I said, is a rare event now, which used to be constant. And by the way, I did suffer a lot of bone loss, you know, from childhood and up until the present in my mid-40s. And I suffered a lot of bone loss. However, my gums and teeth are, knock some wood for me here, healthy. And my dentist, or whenever I've moved and had to change dentists, I'll tell you honestly, they've always been like in absolute amazement at how there can be that much loss and that much health. So however far along your problem may be, take heart, because given the right nourishment and the right loving attentiveness, our bodies heal rather remarkably. I mean, truly, I've been doing this so long, and I don't think I'll ever get over being amazed at what the herbs do and what our bodies can do. Now, as I said, I had quite an intense infection, so I'm going to mention a couple of natural alternatives to antibiotic medicines. It's been a lot of years since I've taken an antibiotic. And I think that you probably, if you're listening to this show, you probably already know that antibiotics wreak a lot of havoc in your system. They're misapplied. They are overused, overprescribed. They are in our food. They're in our water supplies these days, unfortunately. And these are meant to be life-saving medicines and, as such, are just, you know, profound. But the way they're used in our time is not profound. It is very damaging, and it does not serve us. And, you know, if we should need them, we have built up tolerances and resistances to them. So you don't want to use antibiotics at the drop of a hat, all right? So here's some herbs that you can use. I'll just run a couple by you, even as some of the herbs I've already mentioned have a lot of good antibacterial properties, right? Remember, in case you don't remember, I'll mention them again. The ones that have those properties are plantain, witch hazel, sage, rosemary, yarrow. Okay, those are a few really good ones for you. I used two herbs primarily for the infection part of the problem. I used a mixture of two tinctures, echinacea and burdock. Echinacea and burdock roots. And I used them in high quantities, approximately a teaspoon, half a teaspoon of each of them, in tea or boiled water, 3 to 4 times a day. And that's how we use these antibiotic-type herbs. They're really probiotic. They support life. They don't destroy life. They support and build our immune system so that they can do their work. The best way to use them is frequently, you know, 3 to 4 times a day over approximately a week's time. They can, by the way, also be used in infusion if you prefer. They can be used as an infused medicine. I did tinctures as I wasn't feeling that well, and I didn't want to take the time to make the teas. So they work extremely well. They taste good. And one other tip, if you do not want to consume a lot of alcohol, then what you can do, because as I said, the herbs are tinctured in alcohol, if you want to, what you do, and I did this, is you put the drops into your cup, cover it with boiled water, and just let it sit with the steam rising for 15 to 20 minutes, and in that way you dissolve, depending upon who you listen to, and I'm not a statistician or a chemist, but depending upon who you believe, somewhere between 90 to 99% of the alcohol evaporates. So you're consuming very little alcohol. But again, you're talking about a teaspoon at most, so it's not a lot of alcohol even to begin with. So that's something that you can do for the infection aspect of the herb. And not to neglect the simple old remedy of rinsing with warm salt water. Rinsing with warm salt water or gargling with warm salt water like you used to do if you had a sore throat. Okay, so these are a bunch of wonderful, wonderful remedies for the health of your lovely mouth. And I think I'm going to stop here because I've given you such a great wealth of herbal information that you can apply. And I also hope that you'll think about some of the things I spoke about the gifts inherent in our challenges and illnesses and problems, because truly we are multidimensional beings. We truly are. We are not just our bodies. And so the health and the wisdom inherent in our body is something, and the truth inherent in our body is something that can really enhance our lives and our relationships. Okay, but I'll talk more. I'll continue to talk about these things in other shows that I do here. So I would like to sign off now by reminding you that we're here courtesy of BlakeRadio.com. And I'm really grateful to be here on Rainbow Soul and have this opportunity to share some of these many gifts that have so enhanced my life and health, to share them with you and maybe to help you remember how much you love the planet Earth, how much you know that your spirituality is part of being an Earth being, that it's not just the transcendent part of you that is high above all of this, but that it's the part of you that is embodied, just as think of how you love a beautiful tree. You're like a beautiful tree on the Earth as well. You are as important a member of the family of Earth as any other member. And I encourage you to treat yourself that way and not always to need to make yourself sick to take that time. And that's what I try to remember for me, so that's why I'm reminding you. My name is Robin Rose Bennett. My website is robinrosebennett.com. I really hope to hear from you and hear if you've enjoyed and benefited from this show. And I'll be back with you again on Wise Woman Healing Ways very soon, and we'll talk some more about herbal medicine and earth spirit healing, healing ourselves, healing the earth, and increasing the love with which we live and just walk, you know, throughout our days with, okay, and increasing our joy. These things are all so important and so accessible, and the herbs help us to reclaim that. They really do. So until the next time, I wish you much good health. I wish you peace. I wish you green blessings and love.